from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Piping and stuff is new. Sometimes, you know, some of it looks like it's been there a while. I kind of try to avoid.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Klay Thompson in New York, who was stopped by a random reporter on the street.
I missed this.
About if he worries about walking under the scaffolding in New York City.
Would you like to hear the full cut?
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
You kind of had a viral video this morning where you were just randomly talking on the street, but then the news report just happened to happen.
I was walking, and she asked me if I wanted an interview. I said, sure. And interesting topic. Unfortunately, people got hurt, and it's cool to get my opinion and be an active citizen in the community.
Did she have any idea who you were?
No, it was loved. It was great. It was nice.
Did she just ask you your profession and you said NBA player?
No, the cameraman recognized me, but she asked my profession, just what I thought about the situation. So I answered it truthfully.
That's great.
One of a kind.
Had you heard that before?
I had heard that. That was a while ago, but interesting. Yeah. We're talking about Klay Thompson, no longer a Warrior.
Man.
And there's something you want to do, but I want to say first, like here's where I don't know how fans are with the Warriors, but here's where I'm
log
not
on to Twitter.
I'm not operating under the premise that this team can realistically get back into contention in 1 year, let alone win a title.
Well, maybe that's my problem.
I'm viewing this team as it is.
Mm.
We're coming to the end of a dynasty. This core has been together 12 years. A transition was inevitable. It's starting now. And now I think the goal is, and you're going to hate me for this, but I do think now the goal is to stay competitive the next couple years and try to rebuild something here at the tail end of Steph Curry's career.
Real quick about that, does stay competitive consist of making the playoffs?
Sure.
Or like last year, no playoffs?
Well, I mean,
because it's already technically started.
Right. I mean, look, if they win 46 games next year and are the seventh seed or sixth seed, that's great. That'd be great. 888, oh, go ahead. You want to do
Oh, no, I was, you know, the stuff I care about. I was like, man, when are we going to hear from Steph or Dre? This is from Steph Curry's Instagram. Going to miss you at Klay Thompson. Even though we won't finish the journey together, what we did will never be done again. Could have imagined a better run with you and Draymond Green. Changed the whole Bay Area. Changed the way the game is played. Killer Klay at the center of it all. Thank you for everything, bro. Go enjoy playing basketball and doing what you do. From the chef. I know that moved you. I made you laugh.
Moved me to go to Khaled in Clayton.
Our guy.
What's up, Khaled? How you doing,
what's
man? He wants to. Khaled, it says maybe
good,
wants
man.
To calm you down a little bit.
Talk to me.
What's up, Khaled? Good hearing from you.
It's good hearing from you guys too, man. It's been a little while since I've called in, but today sounded like a day that Guru needed to hear a little bit of a calming voice, yeah. and a little bit of a voice of reason.
Oh no!
You know, look, we're all heartbroken, you know, about the Splash Brothers, you know, separating. But you know, Father Time is undefeated, man, Ooh. And you know, it's one of those things where Steph ain't Steph. Well, at least Steph ain't the Steph that he used to be. Dre's not the Dre that he used to be. And Clay, you know, unfortunately with the two injuries, is a little bit more advanced in regards to he's not who he used to be. And you can't, you know, one of the things that I'll say is I'm not a big Shannon Sharp fan. But Shannon Sharp said something yesterday that really resonated with me. And he says, you can't pay someone based on what they did for you. You have to pay them based on what they're going to do for you. And paying Clay based on all of our fond memories of him, the 37-point, you know, quarter, the 14 threes, you know, for the record in the NBA, that's all fine and wonderful. And like Shannon Sharp said, he was paid handsomely for doing that. But, you know, at one point or another, the organization has to make a decision in regards to the direction that they're going to go.
Right.
And everyone says that we traded Clay for 2 second rounders. That's true, but we also got a $15.4 million trade exception that allows us to be able to get a good mid-level player. And that's, you know, willing to take a one-year contract, you know, which, you know, someone like DeMar DeRozan or someone, you know, that's looking for a pretty sizable mid-level exception can consider that can, you know, make your roster better. And, you know, they picked up De'Anthony Melton, good player. But everyone right now is romanticizing about what was. And we now have to be at the point where we're looking at what's going to be. And giving away the farm for a PG-13, you know, and getting rid of all of our current assets is not the way to look forward. That's looking back, because the reality is we're not going to win another championship absent some like massive, massive trade that none of us kind of see on our radar, because you know, we have to be happy with what we got. And we got a lot during that run. We have a lot of memories that go with that. But it's time to move on. Wow. And, you know, there's going to come a day where it's going to be Steph that's retiring. Or it could very well be there could come a day that Steph's the one that asks to be traded.
Right.
And Dre's no longer here. So we have to be prepared for that now. And with Clay leaving, I'm happy for Clay and I'll never root against him. But at the same time, when I look at the Warriors, I'm a fan, you know, before the big three, you know, we're here together, the, you know, the core three, and I'll be a fan afterwards. And to be honest with you, I want to see sustained success, you know, down the road. Making the playoffs is great, but you got to build towards being a contender. And at one point or another, it's going to be a rebuild. And the rebuild is, you know, possibly here.
Hey, Khaled, a lot of great stuff. I just got to say this because you hit me in the cardiac muscle. A lot of great stuff, but about getting paid for what you've done or what you're going to do, and I'm not hating on Draymond, that 4-400, Khaled, please tell me, where does that fall under? Because to me, that was, we're paying you for what you did.
Not necessarily, Goof, because if you look at what happened last year in the 26 games that Draymond wasn't there, and then the remaining games when he was there, the Warriors were completely two different teams. And you can't tell me in the 26 games that he missed that we wouldn't have won 6 additional games that would have completely changed the complexion of what would have happened last season. We wouldn't have been a play-in team. We would have been close to a 4th or a 5th seed with 6 more wins. So, no, Dre still – and look, let's be honest. Steph loves playing with Dre. Steph loves playing with Dre. I cannot emphasize that anymore. And if Steph wanted Clay still here, I don't care what Clay told him, Steph would have been in that front office telling them, your butts better sign him to the same deal that you gave to Dre or I'm leaving. And he didn't do that. And that says a lot to me. And I'm not criticizing Steph. I'm not criticizing Clay for not asking that, because Clay was in his feelings. You know what? Sometimes you got to have your pride and your ego and everything else get in the way. And, you know, he ended up getting a contract. But let's be honest. a 2-year, $48 million contract is not something to like frown upon.
Yeah, thanks,
a lot of good stuff.
Thanks, Khaled. Here's what I wanted to play for Khaled.
Okay.
About Steph going to bat for him.
You know, I was told that as this headed towards the end over the last few weeks, and I think some people were wondering, you know, how much of an influence Steph Curry might have had. You know, I was told that that Clay basically requested of Steph, don't exert your influence, don't demand that they, you know, necessarily do right by me financially. I want them to want to. And that's paraphrasing, obviously, but that's kind of the message I was saying.
Yeah, so Steph Curry told Clay, don't waste your energy. Because I know they don't want
me. Wow.
Clay told Steph.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
So he felt like the handwriting was on the wall.
Yeah.
I do wonder, maybe you can answer this for me. Why didn't you try to get that dinner date with the owner?
Because he didn't want to be here. Because he was listen, I'm not saying Clay was disrespected, but Clay felt like he was disrespected. He had no interest in wanting to be here at the end. That's what's becoming clear to me.
Yeah.
Is I think the Warriors actually could have brought back the 2-year for 48. He still wouldn't have taken it.
Mm.
I really believe that. Let's head out to let's go to Nate. Nate's in Oakland. What's up, Nate? How you doing, man?
There we go. Hey, man, you guys are having a great show, honestly. Oh, talking about every part of it. Honestly, he's a great player. If I were him, I would take the ball and run with it, right? With the team that almost won the championship. He could really get all eyes on Clay right now.
Yeah.
Let's face it, he had a good season. I think he went to the bench and it helped the bench. We were struggling. That's a real, good move. You know, we were struggling and then he settled the bench down. You know, I mean, that's a move. I think he had a great season. If he would have made that shot, we'd be in the playoffs. Everybody was healthy. Wiggins missing all those games 2 years in a row. What is that? You guys talk about how we can fill the gap, you know, 20 points. 10 rebounds. That's what the Warriors need right now. How do we get it with $15 million salary cap? How do we achieve that? But Clay's great. And I just want to say he was a gentleman. And we should all wish him well.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah. And we all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, don't forget, all guests on the 95.7 The Game, they appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. From now on, all our guests come courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Yeah, Khaled mentioned that mid-level exception the Warriors got, Steiny, but every day that goes by, another good player or players are off the board. So I don't know if they're going to use that, but you would think they would. So that could be a player coming in that could make some contributions. But again, it's about, I'm going to go out. Temple. Who?
Well, and I also think here's where we're at with the Warriors. And it's something that people have been bringing up, but we really haven't delved into it. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of this free agency period, but the Warriors are going to come next year with the team, and they're going to talk about how it can be better than last year's team. They either will or won't be better than last year's team.
Right.
But look, if the Golden State Warriors get off to a bad start and the trade deadline comes around next year, at that point, you're going to have to talk about moving Steph Curry. Oh, if next year goes sideways, then you're going to have to talk about moving Steph Curry. And that's why, even though he's eligible for an extension, I don't think he wants one, and I don't think the Warriors want to give him one, because at the trade deadline next year, not that we need to get into this now, but Steph Curry would have astronomical value because he'll have 1 year and a quarter left on his contract. And there will likely be a team out there that thinks if they get Steph Curry, it'll push him over the top in the next year or two.
Wow,
so I think that's obvious. And here's the reason I think it's obvious is because Joe Lacob just told you. He just told you that he's in transition.
They are. Yeah.
Let's go to, let me see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, my guys? How you guys doing, man? What a great discussion. A couple things I wanted to say, Guru, real quick. I just want to dismiss the whole disrespect of Clay thing. I think we gotta get past that. Clay is basketball royalty, not only in terms of his performances, but he grew up in basketball. His father was a player, just like Steph's father. So these guys understand the business of basketball, man. I mean, you go down to the court and play with your friends, and that's one thing. But these guys grew up in the business of basketball, and they understand that you probably don't finish with the team you start with. That's just the nature of professional sports, man. So I don't think this is something that Clay – and here's the other thing. After 12 years of a relationship, there's no way that Joe Lacob and Dunleavy didn't go to Clay at the beginning of this whole process and tell him exactly where they stood. There's no way they would blindside Clay and have Clay out there dangling. So I think we should – dismiss that as well. Clay knew exactly where he was with the Warriors, and he decided to go in a different direction. So I think we have to accept that and not try to look for a reason why somebody did something wrong. I don't think anybody did anything wrong. I think it was just a question of Clay wanting to move on. We still love him, but he's entitled to move on. It's no big deal. The other thing I wanted to say, guys, was this whole thing about Steiny, this is where we disagree a little bit with the direction. Now, I know what I wanted to say. I don't believe, Guru, that we were ever serious about PG3. I felt like after I thought about it and listening to the guys over the weekend, it felt to me like a Giants move almost, where the fans were sold on the fact that they wanted PG3. I'm now wondering whether that was ever the case, because look at what happened since. They went from all in, supposedly, on PG3 to what they've done since. I have a hard time believing that they didn't know. If you're going to offer a guy $250 million in commitment, there's no way that Joe Lacob and company didn't know that he was probably going to opt out with the Clippers. So as soon as he opted out, they knew where they stood at that point. So I'm going to give these credit for not being stupid. They know exactly what's going on.
Right.
So the fans need to believe that we were all in. I'm not saying the Warriors are a bad organization. I'm saying it's important from a PR standpoint that they convinced everybody that they were all in.
Right.
And I think Steiny's at the point of saying, hey, here we are now with the decision that they probably made, guys, at the outset of the process. They wanted to go younger. They wanted to save money. But now here's the hard part, Steiny. That going young thing is great. But remember, I just looked up the ticket prices, and the Warriors are number one in the league in ticket prices. Is that what they're putting on the court this year as a product? I'm a consumer.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. The product I'm looking at right now, the ticket prices it's not sustainable. They cannot charge the ticket prices they're charging for the product they're trying to promote this year. Something has to give. And I think that's where Guru's argument comes back in. They better go get somebody they can sell tickets with. This lineup, I'm sorry, Kuminga and Moody and Pazemski, you ain't selling $300, $400 tickets with that lineup, guys. That's just me. Thanks.
Have a good day.
I think under that scenario, Austin's assuming that next year's team's going to win 38 or 40 games.
Or it looks like it is now because it's not done. Like some stuff could pop off. But assuming this would be what you're going to battle with, oh boy.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to put it in context, too. 2 years ago, they were the sixth seed with 44 wins. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs with 46. I think anybody, if they're a top six team, then they won enough games to be a top six team. And I, as it relates to filling the arena, I just don't think that's going to be an issue at all as long as Curry's here.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, and the other thing is, it will be interesting to see what Clay says when he has that first press conference. Because if I know Clay, here's all he's got to say. I wanted a chance to win another title. And I didn't see it in Golden State. What if he says that?
I can't say he's wrong.
Driven,
the way it looks right now, but
I am driven by one thing right now. Not money, not playing time. One more ring.
That would be a subtle blow, and I think he'll take the high road and just say it was time for a change. And Richard Jefferson, we got some sound, Steiny. He went viral yesterday. Listen, just... let's put ourselves in Clay's shoes. So you're getting ready for a Christmas game. You come off the elevator. I'm paraphrasing Richard Jefferson's dining. He said he told Clay keep his head up, and Clay was like, tell the team to pay me. So this is December. So you think a player's
on. Let's,
okay.
Let's listen to
okay,
it.
Okay, we got it.
I've never shared this before out of respect to Clay. I getting off elevator Christmas Day. This is on Christmas Day.
Of
this past year. I get off the elevator and I see Clay. I'm like, oh, Clay, what's up? He's like, oh, what's up? I'm like, hey, man, keep your mentals right. He's like, man, tell him to pay me my money. This was on Christmas Day. So on Christmas Day, a guy that had won 4 championships, and I don't give a damn what anybody says, how much money they gave him over the years, because he turned their franchise around. That franchise is worth billions of dollars, not just because of Steph. It's also because of Clay. They changed the game. It wasn't just Steph changing the game. It was Steph and Clay in that backcourt.
Absolutely.
So I say this. But, he has a right to be mad.
So I just thank you, Evan, for playing that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.